Yeah.
And I'm willing to risk my life, right, and tick this off the list if you, the person that suggested it, comes and does it with me.
Yeah, come on then.
What was the silence for, Phil?
I was thinking about it.
There's no cage.
No cage.
No. Have you snorkelled or dived into water before?
I've had a go at snorkelling a couple of years ago, but that's about it.
Well, see, I haven't even done that, so I've got to get over that. Never mind swimming with sharks.
To be honest, guys, I wouldn't be worried about the snorkelling. It's the sharks. Just imagine it's like paddling around and the next minute Jaws comes up.
Brilliant. Roisin, it's not helping.
Well, I just think, you know...
I don't want to run the risk of losing my leg or something.
But if Phil does it with you, it's all right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because they might go for him. A bit of a personal question. What weight are you?
I'm a bit more meaty than you, so probably if you push me towards them, they'll probably go for
yeah,
me a
see,
bit better.
See, they're going to look at you and think, oh, that's a little bit more juicy
oh,
than...
I can imagine
they
this now.
They think it's Christmas dinner.
Oh, yeah. Have you got a wife and family, Phil?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's all right, then.
It's all right.
Get eaten, you won't be missed. Thanks, Roisin.
No.
You're pretty much in the same position.
Yeah, we
no
are.
No one would miss him either.
Right, brilliant. So we're going to get that sorted and we'll be in touch. And yeah, we're going to go down to Blue Planet and we're actually going to swim with, what was their names?
Well, one of them's called Betty.
Wilma.
Well, that makes it sound a lot better.
All right, mate, there you go. Something to tell the guys and girls at work today. We'll see you soon for a shark swim, mate.
Cheers.